Welcome to Coffee with Ken, a podcast devoted to the music of Oklahoma and those who create it. Your host, Ken Childers, is a lifelong music lover, former radio guy, and current newspaper editor. In each episode, we'll take a look, as well as a listen, to the singers, songwriters, and performers who have Oklahoma roots. So grab your mug, sit back, and enjoy this episode of Coffee with Ken.
My guest today is Tim Russell, lifelong musician, old friend of mine from Cromwell, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I hate to say old friends, but that's what they are. That's what we are. We're older than we care to admit, I guess.
Exactly. One of those things where I can't remember what I ate yesterday, but I remember the first time I ever met you in 1982. I came in to bully a bunch of people at KSLE radio, and I couldn't bully you away. You just stayed.
Just stayed there.
We've known each other. We were at WSH2 for a while, so
we sure did.
We had a long storied history in radio in and around Seminole, Pottawatomie County.
That is right, and that friendship has kept up over all these years, and you have road dogged it for how long? About 50 years as a musician?
Oh man, more than that. On the road, but I started playing music when I was little, around six years old, and I played my first gig for money when I was seven. My brother's 13 years older than me, and he had a band, and we lived so far up in the woods up in Seminole County, they didn't have anybody else to be a drummer, so he conned my mom and dad into buying me a drum kit, and I learned to play drums, and we started playing for money when I was seven and he was 13, and so kind of continued all through the years. I started playing professionally for a living in 1991, and played that and did that whole thing until COVID hit. And when COVID hit, kind of shut all the venues down, and I ended up getting a job, of all things, being a school teacher. So.
And you're at where, North Rock Creek?
North Rock Creek, yes. I'm at North Rock Creek Public Schools, and I teach media productions. I teach television production, music productions, live music production, that sort of thing. So I'm still in my realm, but I'm doing it with a steady paycheck.
Well, you're going to put that music production teaching into practice. Next week, you've got a festival that you produced for, this will be what, its fifth year?
At least fifth. It actually started, John Smart started this back before his tragic passing, probably around 2015, I believe. And it was called We Woke a Street Dance. And then it was produced for a couple of years there. And then we took a break during COVID. And then we branded it Barking Water Music Fest. His widow wife, Teresa, and I decided we needed to continue that tradition. And so we branded it. We took a year off of COVID, and then we came back in 2021. And here we are now 5, 6, 7, 8. If you can't count the very first ones, I think it's probably at 7 or 8 years.
Okay, so give us all the deets on this thing. When and where?
Okay, so it will be September the 13th. It'll be in downtown Wewoka, Oklahoma, and we cordon off the whole street. We put a stage in the middle of Wewoka Avenue there, Wewoka Street, right by the courthouse. And we bring in stage, sound, lighting, and four great music artists every year. And there's going to be food trucks there this year, as usual, several different kinds of foods that you can have and enjoy. And it's kind of a carnival atmosphere, and it's right on Main Street. And it's absolutely free to the public. Now, you got to pay if you buy something from the food trucks, obviously, there is no admission. So you can bring your ice chest and your lawn chairs, sit right on the street and listen to some great music, and the cost is zero.
Free music festival. It doesn't get any better than that. You've got some top-notch acts lined up for this thing. Why don't you tell us who that is?
Yeah, we have a new artist this year named Cody Lane, and Cody is from Chickasha, Oklahoma, and he's going to start the thing off at around 6 o'clock with an acoustic set. And he does a lot of classic country, classic rock, some original tunes. He's making a name for himself, making some waves in the Oklahoma music scene. And we were lucky enough to get him to come in and be our show opener and welcomer, kind of our ambassador to get people started. And so he'll be on stage for 40, 45 minutes. And then following him, we have another staple. We always hire Oklahoma artists, and we kind of keep that hometown flair. So we have a classic rock band called Legacy. And the lead singer features Michelle Self, who was in and around and lived in Wewoka for many years and managed the coffee shop there. And she is going to be, she's the lead singer and kind of fronts the band Legacy, that involves also another Wewoka native, Floyd Snyder, on guitar, and a guy named Kerry Roberts on bass, and on drums, Billy Phillips, who spent many years on the road with the Shauna Russell Band. And they have a keyboard player from the Norman area, and they play great classic rock music. I mean, it is really, really a good selection of all kinds of tunes with multiple singers. And she doesn't sing at all. Kerry sings, Billy sings. It is a really, really great energetic act of classic rock.
So Legacy and Death, who else?
All right. So the co-founders of the Barking Water Music Festival, Shauna Russell and the Ranch Hands. And that's the band that I've been around and with for all of these years. Shauna is my niece, and her dad, Keith, is a guitar player. And we have a Wewoka native on drums, Mr. Jeff Kennard. And Shauna, of course, if you're not familiar, most people are from around here, storied, really, really great career in music, including charted records on Billboard, Music Row, the Texas Music Chart, videos on CMT, and also co-hosted with me Hourland the Music Highway, which was a very, very popular show on the Country Network, tcncountry.com. So a long, long career in music, and our music is country Americana, more Americana, lots of classic rock stuff, some great by, she sings for great artists, not only her own music, but also Bonnie Raitt, Linda Ronstadt, you know, Tanya Tucker, all the great artists you'll hear, plus a lot of her original tunes, which were the ones that kind of skyrocketed her career in the music business for many years.
Well, I can attest to it that you guys put on an awesome show.
You took a few bus rides with us.
I've done a few bus rides back when you had Willie Nelson's old bus.
Yeah, we had the Willie bus for a long time, and then when we started doing the television show, we needed something that had a little more range on it, so we ended up getting a really nice Prevost, and you traveled in that one too. You were in that bus with us, and we had it for quite some time. The bus days are over. The music industry just doesn't support that for us now. After COVID, we kind of had to do our own thing, so we still play about 30 to 40 shows a year, and we play a lot, but we can't really do it for a living much anymore because there's no living there, which is a whole nother podcast, by the way.
Okay, yeah, we'll take that up another time. And you have a headliner band.
The Holdouts is the name of the band, and it is a fellow named Weston Horn. Weston Horn, a staple in Tulsa music. He's been around for a very, very long time. His band was here 2 years ago, and it was a big orchestra-type band, kind of a Brian Setzer sort of thing. And he's created another band now called The Holdouts. And this group of people are people who have played, musicians who have played with famous known artists in and around the Tulsa area in lots of genres of music. And they were kind of the ones that stayed behind, and he put this band together, and it is unbelievable. They have at least one female vocalist, plays violin and fiddle. They have another female vocalist in background vocals. They have keyboard player, trumpet player, Weston Horn on guitar. It is a, when I asked him, I said, so what kind of music are you doing? He said, well, I like to call it eclectic R&B funk. So whatever that is, it is very, very good. I think you have a video of them you're going to be able to show, and that's the style of music they are. And they'll play cover tunes. They'll play some rock and blues and funk cover tunes, and then they have a whole selection of their own new music with a new EP coming out.
I got a cool thing going on. Let me introduce you to me, myself, and I. Some call me the killer, but as for me, I'll never die. Cause I can fight a lion, I can fight a bear. I can fight a baby, maybe I don't care. Why don't you give me a try? What have you got to lose? I can take your pain, I can take your blues. In my heart, I got this song. I got a cool thing going on. Travel across this land, left, right, down, and up. With a guitar in my hand and a big old Greyhound bus. I roll, ramble, gamble, and awesome.
Yes. People, if you don't dance to this stuff, you can't dance, whether in your chair or out of your chair, because they have it. And it is, we're so excited to have them back. We had the Groove Merchants from Oklahoma City last year, which great friends of mine, Scott and all those guys, and they put on a great show, really, really nice dance set and really good, great classic rock music and some new music also. These guys are going to bring it, and it is going to be a really, really good time right out of the end of the show.
Okay, so it starts at 6 and it'll probably wrap up what?
10:30, 11:00 We're not going to go too late because we know we have a lot of youngsters that come with their parents and their grandparents. And so we're usually out of there by about 11 o'clock. So it's about 5 hours of good, solid music, free to the public. And that's the main thing we want to bring out is like, bring your kids, bring everybody. There is absolutely no charge to get in this festival. It's, like I say, bring your lawn chairs. There's plenty of place to sit on the street. You can bring an ice chest with your favorite beverages. And weather cooperating, it's just going to be usually a really, really beautiful night there in New York.
Okay. Well, you heard him. Come on out. It's free. Doesn't get any better than that. Free music in Oklahoma. And it should be nice.
Outdoors. Yeah, it should be nice. September the 13th. Put it on your calendars and be sure and come out. Once again, there's going to be food trucks. Some of the shops downtown will be open. There will be some, you know, some knickknacks and some things that you can buy at some of the shops are going to be open. And last year we had some crafts booths that showed up. So it's kind of like a little miniature fair right on the main street, just like the old days.
Okay. Well, good deal. Tim Russell. Everyone head out to the Barking Water Music Festival on September 13th. It's free and spread the word. Go out and see it.
All right. Sounds like fun. We look forward to seeing all you people out there.
All righty.